The scripture this morning is Matthew 13, verses 24 through 30, 36 through 43. The parable of the weeds. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling up the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time I will tell the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles and be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it to my barn.'" When he left the crowd and then went into the house, his disciples came to him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He answered, "The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are the angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels. They will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear." The word of God for the people of God.
Gracious and holy God, we gather together again as your people. Wherever we are together in you. And now we pray, Holy Spirit, that once again you would come and bless us, that you would pour yourself out on us, that you would take the words of the scripture which we share, the humble words which I will offer, and the thoughts of every one of our hearts, and inspire them, breathe life into them, so that in them we might hear the word of God, the word made flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen. So there's an old saying that gets blamed on the Chinese, that there's a curse, and it goes something like this: may you live in interesting times. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling like things have been pretty interesting in that Chinese curse sort of way recently. And one of the things that makes it really tough right now is that we've got a whole lot of places in which people are putting a lot of energy into trying to figure out who's the real one. Right, we've got folks talking about who are the real Americans, not the fake ones. Who are the real scientists? Who are the ones that we can really depend on? Who is the real media that gives us the straight story? Who are the real Republicans? Who are the real Democrats? Everywhere we look, there's people who are saying that those other people over there, they're not the real ones, we are. And you know, that even happens in the church, doesn't it? We have folks who say, you know, they're not the real Christians, because they're not like us. This parable that Jesus tells us gives us some wisdom in interesting times like these, because one of the things that we find is that as we pour all this energy into figuring out who's the real ones and who's the, we just get off in the weeds. And we get off in places that pouring energy into things that really don't matter. And so we get drawn away from the things that really should be our focus. And that energy gets poured into things that, frankly, we are just not equipped to really deal with. So Jesus tells this story about a man who had gone and sowed really good seed, Jesus says. And yet, in the middle of his field of wheat, there starts to grow up the weeds. And people come and rush, his servants come and rush to Jesus and say, "How can this happen? How can there be weeds growing up right in the middle of the wheat? We know you planted good seed. How can that happen?" And Jesus' answer is really simple. An enemy has done this. And so as we think about this parable that Jesus said, tells us, that this parable of about weeds in the wheat reminds us that not everything is what God wants. There are things that happen in the world that aren't what God intends. Now, this is one of those places where some of our sisters and brothers in the faith don't always agree with us on this. But as Jesus says this, it seems pretty clear that the weeds growing up were not what was planted. The weeds growing up are not what God intended to happen. That there's another force in the world. That the evil one is also active. And so the weeds come up in the middle of the wheat. So then there comes that really important question. Well, if there's weeds in the wheat, then what do we do to make sure that the wheat really grows well? Should we pull up the weeds? And Jesus' words in the story are no, because when you're pulling up the weeds, you might dislodge the wheat as well. Now, in the way that we read the scripture this morning, it's not really obvious to us, but after Jesus tells this parable, he tells two more, and then gives a word of explanation about what this whole parable business is about again. He tells a parable about a mustard seed, which we'll look at in more detail next week. But we can't read this parable without thinking about those two. That faith can start out just a little tiny bit. And that even just that little tiny bit of faith can infect, can envelop, can be part of a whole batch. In other words, what Jesus is trying to say is that we don't have to have lots of faith. And whatever faith we have has a powerful effect in our life and the lives around us. And then Jesus comes back to that question, why do you speak in parables? Why do you tell the stories? And he ends by quoting Psalm 98, that I speak in parables so that I can disclose mysteries from the beginning of time. In other words, Jesus speaks in parables to make us think. But Jesus speaks in parables to tell us things, to teach us things, to show us things that maybe we couldn't understand any other way. So Jesus says, should we pull out the weeds? And the answer is no. Jesus' story about the weeds in the wheat reminds us that we're not in charge of who needs to be weeded. We're not in charge of who needs weeded. We're not in charge of figuring out who is the wheat and who's the tares. We're not in charge of deciding who are the weedy people in pick your source. We're not in charge of deciding who are the weedy people in our church, in our country, in our political party, in our scientific community, right? We're not in charge of that. We're not in charge of that because we might get it wrong. And we're not in charge of that because it might disturb what God is trying to nurture and grow. Now that's maybe an odd thought. Unless, of course, you've ever been that budding horticulturist who goes into the garden and pulls out all the carrots to get a perfect row of weeds. Maybe you haven't been there. But Jesus also tells us that it doesn't take a lot of faith, but faith can also be fragile. And so if it comes down to fragile faith being dislodged, disturbed, or the weeds being allowed to grow, Jesus says, let the weeds grow. The wheat is so important that if it comes down to picking between one or the other, chooses the wheat over the weeds. God chooses the wheat over the weeds. This story that Jesus tells us about the weeds in the middle of the wheat reminds us that God chooses the wheat over the weeds. It's not that the weeds are okay. This is not a I'm okay, you're okay kind of parable. This is a parable that for some people, we find it terribly uncomfortable. Because God makes it clear that He is in charge of deciding. And God makes it clear that there is behavior that is unacceptable. The thing that Jesus also makes clear is that our focus is not on deciding who else is in trouble. God chooses the wheat over the weeds. And so anything that might take a chance of disturbing us as we grow, especially disturbing those whose faith is fragile, God says, don't worry about that. I'll take care of it. And what we do in response to that is to make sure that we're being careful to look at our lives instead of getting out in the weeds and looking at what all the other people are doing that they shouldn't. We want to make sure that by the power of God's grace at work in us, that we are the wheat. So that in that day of harvest, that we are among those who are gathered up. priests to